You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shabbos Parshas Miketz. Dear friends, this is a very unusual shir. And although I have in many shirim given hakdamas, introductions to a shir, the hakdama is really a co-topic of the shir. Because not only is it important to introduce the shir, but it's an important topic worthy of its own shir, or perhaps many shirim. And the introduction has to do with Limud HaTorah. In general, and although we know that Limud HaTorah is the most important thing in the world, both for Jews and for non-Jews, the world would not be existing if not for the Torah. But there are many different types of Torah, and there are very many different methods of learning Torah. We know Torah was given Pshat, Remez, Durush, Soid, different methods, and they're all given from Sinai. And there were different times that different Torahs were said, and there was differences, believe it or not, in geographic locations, and the mahalach, the approach in the Svalish Makremis was different than in Poland or in Galicia. There are all many differences. And I hail from Hasidic Makremis, from Hasidic places. And the approach in Hasidic places is always to ground the Torah in the Torah of Tzadikim from yesteryear. Not such a big emphasis on one's own Torah, which is called Chedushei Torah. In the literature world, there was a very strong emphasis on one's own Chedushei Torah. In yeshivas, they try to get young bochurim to say chaburis, their own Torahs, try to foster an understanding of being machadish, creating, so to speak, new Torah. But for the most part, in the Hasidic world, one wanted to connect one's Torah to the holy tzaddikim of the previous years, both for obvious reasons and Kabbalistic reasons. Kabbalistically, if we connect our Torah to previous tzaddikim, then in some way we connect our neshamas to those tzaddikim and we could be inspired by those tzaddikim. And they could be melamed zchus on us and all kind of good things. But even in the Hasidic world, occasionally there was a time and place for Chedushei Torah. Like we see in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Tzadik, which is a siman that talks about what should be learnt after Sudas Shachris on Shabbos. And the Shari Tshuva brings down, there's an inyan on Shabbos at that time to Machadish Chedushei Torah, Dafka, one's own Torah. And they bring down from the Rizal the reason why it's so important. I don't want to get too sidetracked, but in my shiurim, those who regularly listen, that I try very hard not to say my own chedushim. Occasionally I throw something in, but all my shurim, I try to be grounded on not my own chedushim Torah. But this particular shir, I want to quote a dear friend of mine, a very prominent doctor in our neighborhood, who said his own chedush, which inspired me, and I would like to inspire the olam with the Torah. So, without any further ado, Parshas Miketz, V'yishlach Parah V'yikra al Yosef V'yiretziu min habor. And they took him out of the bar and they brought V'yovo yel Parah. And really the question is obvious. What do we have to emphasize where Yosef was taken from? Parah sent for Yosef and it was brought to Parah. What does that to say V'yiretziu min habor? So my dear friend the doctor says that this V'yiretziu min habor, this is his own chiddush, connects to a different pasuk that has to do with Yosef and his journey to Mitzrayim. In Parshas Vayeshev, it says, "Vayemar aleihem Ruvain al tishpachu dam hashlichu Yosef el ha'bor." Torah tells us that it was Ruvain's suggestion to put Yosef into the bor, and it says a reason why. Laman hitzel Yosef. He didn't have any ill will by this suggestion, Ruvain. He wanted to save him, to bring him back to Yankiv Avinu. And it says, "V'yikru v'yishlichu oisoi habora v'abor reik ein boi mayim." And it seems that his other brothers put him into the bor. They seemed, yes, to have less than happy intent. They were not kind to Yosef, and it seemed to have caused him great pain and great fear. Because on that Rashi, that bor reik ein boi mayim, Rashi says it was empty of water, but there was nechoshim v'akrabim. There were serpents and scorpions. So obviously it was traumatic. So my dear friend, the doctor says that the reason why the pasuk emphasizes here in Miketz v'yiretziu min habor is that Yosef was traumatized from this narrative we mentioned in the previous pasuk in Vayeshev. He was traumatized from the fact that his brothers threw him into this terrible bor, and all those years that passed between the time that he was thrown into the bar, and he went down to Mitzrayim, and he was sold to Potiphar, and then he went into prison, and then finally, v'yotziu min ha'bar, and they took him to Paroi, Yosef HaTzadik felt redeemed from that trauma of being thrown into the bar at the time when he was taken out of the bar and brought to Paroi. And he added, because he is a prominent physician, my friend the doctor, that this could be connected to something that's called in medicine post-traumatic stress disorder, that Yosef was suffering from this, but he had a refuah from this trauma of being thrown into the bar when he was taken out of the bar. This is the very choshev revolt, which my friend the doctor was machadish in this pasuk. But I would like to take the liberty of adding my own chiddush to the doctor's chiddush, that as the doctor pointed out, Yosef felt redeemed, he felt chizik, and he understood that this voyage that he took that landed him ultimately bebeis Paroi started off with him being thrown into the bor, which looked like a very negative thing, and he was wondering how he would be able to survive. But I think that we could continue on this thought. In the Zmiras of Shalashudis, in the Zemer of Kel Mestata, there is a stanza, Yoschus Ovois Yogin Aleinu Netzach Yisro Mitzoroseinu Go Aleinu, that we talk about how the Schus Ovois should stand on our good stead, and Kodesh Baruch Hu should take us out of the Tzores, and there's a phrase there, Umiboyer Golus Doleini Va'aleini. From the pit of the Golus, we see that Golus is referred to as the Boyer. So this, that Yosef realized that he was redeemed, this is also a realization for Klal Yisrael that when we will be redeemed from the Golus, it's called, we will also be taken out of the bar. And I want to connect the Torah of my friend to the Torah that we see in Parshas Vayigash, where bar is mentioned again in the Sefer Baal Shem, that when Yankif Avinu was leaving Eretz Yisrael for Mitzrayim, and it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Yankif Avinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Perek Memvul Pasuk Dalet, Anoichi Ered Imoch Mitzrayimo, V'Anoichi Elcho Gam Aloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yankif Avinu that I will go down with you to Mitzrayim, and I will also come up with you when you leave Mitzrayim. And the Baal Shem HaKadosh says on this Pasuk, Anoichi refers to the Shechina, which is the Sula Mutzav Arza. The Shechina, in a manner of parable, is like the ladder. And the Zohar says that when someone goes down into Moshel Echad Yoyred Leboyer Tzorech Likach La'atzmoy Sulam Kidei Shiyuchu Lachzor La'alois, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu that I will go down with you and I will be the Sulam and I will be with you in Golos. And I will go down with you and your children, and I will go up with you and your children. And this is a Tosefes. Yosef HaTzadik realized that the journey into Golus will ultimately bring to the Geula, but from this third time the word Boyer is mentioned, this Moshel, in the Zohar HaKadosh, that when someone goes down into a Boyer, he needs to take a Sulam with him. When we went down to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us in Mitzrayim also and will stay with us in Mitzrayim and in all the future Golus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us Imoy Anoichi B'tzoro, whenever we are of Tzoros. The Rabbeinu Shalom is with us in the darkest times of the Golus, even after massacres like on Simchas Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never abandons us. So Mimela, this is a Tosefes. This is an addition that not only Yosef HaTzadik realized that something that starts off looking horrible can end up leading to the Beis HaMelech and a great Geula, that even before we're redeemed, even while we're still here in Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, though we can't see him, but he's there, and he will be with us until we leave this bitter Golus. Dear friends, this shir has been given for the purposes of chizik. We collectively feel great pain for what Klal Yisrael is going through. So we should understand that we are in the Chevlei Mashiach. And just as when a baby is born, there will be a great simcha, but there is pain until the baby comes to the world. I once asked my father, how come in the world sings a happy niggun for Mois Tzur, and in our family, in the Boston of Mishpucha, we have a plaintive cry. We have a sad niggun for Mois Tzur. So my father told me, "My son, look at the words of my sir. Every stanza which talks about Geula talks about the Golus. We have to get through the Golus to come to the Geula. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help that we will be Zercha, Bekar of Mamish, to Refuas and Yeshuas and Simchas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael."
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.